20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the inventor of the app that basically screens any children's nursery rhyme, poem, book, song, and tells you if it's problematic and what the origins might be. 99 out of 100 times it's usually racism, which leaves only about 3 or 4 traditional nursery rhymes for kids, but at the very least you know you'll be starting off on the proper foot with your child. It's called Unproblematic Playpen. I don't know why that's just something I came up with on the fly, but it took off. Regardless, I am the inventor. Thank you so much, and you're welcome for the contributions I've made. I am Sophie Alexandra.
So is Itsy Bitsy Spider cool?
Itsy Bitsy Spider, no. Okay. It's about that Asian lady? Immigrants.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. What about that lady that lived in the shoe?
And that's actually a reference to the pygmy people that were encountered by, I think, just English explorers or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you still sing that song about the lion singing in the jungle tonight?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Nothing problem with that. Nothing. A whim away.
Yeah,
that is totally
that's
fine.
Still straight. Yep. Okay. Thank God.
I mean, I'm just checking with the algorithm. I'm just putting it right now. And that's fine.
Okay. Good. Oh, so relieved.
Yeah, that's fine.
I am getting that tattooed on my baby tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Wait, baby?
I mean,
you're getting it tattooed on
a baby.
Minor,
yeah.
Like as in a minor child, infant baby?
Yeah. I think it's like a cool way to set him apart.
Okay, well, you do you. And who are you again? Just so we can get that on record.
I just want to say that I am the inventor of the baby tattoo parlor.
Oh, the painless baby tattoos.
Yes, painless. Well, they're only painless because the babies are drugged and asleep while we tattoo them. But it is painless.
Okay.
They don't feel it.
Yeah.
And if any authorities are looking for me, I am Miles Gray. That's
G-R-A-Y. Oh, wow.
I am Blackanese.
You don't have to go
I wear hats. I love Arsenal.
Wow.
I love weed. I love all sneakers except for Fila's. I'm weird.
That's not true. I heard you like Grant Hill Fila's from the mid-90s. Peak
no,
Grant Hill feelers.
No, I just am a hater, so
do.
I don't.
No, you do. No, like you feelers. Do. You do. You do.
No, I don't.
You, do. You love them, actually. It's the one feeler that you love. That and Jerry Stackhouse's signature shoe. It was really cool.
Okay, look. Who knows more about me, Miles Gray? Me or you, Sophia Alexandra? Please
anyway,
don't be ridiculous and insulting.
Yes,
okay?
Yes. Well, let's move on to
just like a
that...
white woman come in my space. And tell me what I am into.
Okay, welcome to this trash heap. This is called 420 Day Fiancé.
It's a podcast where we talk about our favorite reality shows. Usually on Tuesdays, it is 90 Day Fiancé. On Thursdays, right now, it is Married at First Sight.
It's Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Sorry, fuck you. Wednesdays and Thursdays. Well, we record on Tuesdays.
Oh, okay. Well, now people know. Wow, spoiler alert. There it goes. We understand if you unsubscribe and give us 1-star ratings for that, for knowing we record.
Anyway, this...
Actually, that's actually a 5 billion point transparency bonus. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind. All's good. What's that? Great.
Just want to say that this episode is about Married at First Sight.
Right. That's what we're
season 9, episode 4, called
Don't Kiss on the First Wedding Night.
I don't know.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. It's about the first wedding night. Everybody. It's basically called Who Fucking Tonight. Let's figure it out.
Basically, we get to find out whether my predictions of 2 bangs and 2 knots came true.
So,
spoiler alert, I was wrong.
Yes, in your 2 bangs category, you had Jamie and Elizabeth and Amber and Matt. Mamber.
Mm-hmm. Mamber and Jill
Elizabeth. Yeah, as we all know, obviously. And yeah, spoiler alert, nobody banged. But we'll get into that. And I guess what order do we want to go in? Do we start with Yanni Yanfest first and then turn up the volume?
Yes.
And on a high? Okay, so then that means we'll always start with Deanna and Greg.
Yep.
The couple that's so fucking good for each other. It's boring because I'm not hating, because they actually seem like they have a fantastic, this is going to work. And
it has
that's
a very strong foundation.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it is like watching a bran muffin fuck a bunch of raisin bran. And
wow.
I am very bored.
That would be interesting to see. I was going to say.
But very regular is all I'm saying.
Sure. It would be like, do you want to watch a, you know, compilation of like monster truck crashes or a video of like just really close up shots of, you know, white desks?
No, I would say it's like it's like the first thing you said.
Okay.
Like, compared to like watching a Toyota Tercel just go exactly the proper speed limit down a residential street.
Okay. Yeah, that is slightly more excitement, but at the end of the day, let's take residential, what you're going, like, what's on a street you go at 55, I think. So,
on
yeah.
a residential street, yeah. you do not go 50.
What's the speed limit? Isn't that a speed limit?
It's 35.
Oh, my God. See, I haven't driven this so long. Don't let me out there. Don't let me out there, folks.
Can't wait to see your ass out in the school zone just mowing down preschoolers.
Hell no. I don't even know how to drive anymore. I just ride my bike. It's easier.
Yeah. Her Majesty posted a video of you just driving in a circle. She's like, he doesn't seem to know how to leave.
He's too afraid to back out of the driveway. What's going on with him? But no, biking is chill. Unless like you're bringing back a bunch of hot wings, because you can't really like put that in a backpack. And I don't have a basket, so you know I ride with the bag. But you know I would love to have like a proper thing. Anyway, that's more
I'm
about
sorry,
me.
What?
That's a very in depth look of what I've been up to. I've been getting wings on a bicycle. Okay.
I'm sorry. Can we rewind?
Yeah.
How did the wing pickup on a bicycle come up?
Because I was just saying I'm on my bike all the time, and I was saying there's
no,
limits.
Why were you bringing up that you're on your bike all the time?
Because I like going to get wings on my bike.
Again, why did you bring that up?
I don't know. I'm just kind of stream of consciousnessing over here. Toni Morrison, Beloved style. You know what I mean? It's a stream of consciousness over here. But that's a little insight about me, and... You know what? That's another transparency bonus. Yeah.
Yep,
catch me on my bike getting wings. Okay. Sorry. That's just me.
Hot wings leading the way.
No, Red Bull doesn't give you wings. Miles
you
on a bike gets you wings.
Hot wings and singing that song to
leading
yourself.
The way. Okay. Sorry to our listeners. And sorry to that man. That whose foot I ran over on my bicycle getting wings. Okay. I told you it was hard, especially when you got these things in a backpack, and I could have swore the ranch spilled inside. That's what I freaked out.
Literally.
And I kept going. Anyway.
What is this about?
Just something that happened recently. I just had to get it off my chest. Okay. I had to get the guilt off my chest. So let's talk about
Best.
Get
is
that not about
ranch
me.
Off your chest.
Back to the 93 Tercel
got some
going.
Stains on that white shirt, Holmes.
You know, okay. Focus on the Tercel going 55 on a residential. Okay, just flying over those speed bumps while people are like, what are you doing? There's kids that live here. So I'm like, sorry, I got wings, man. Haven't driven in a minute. I just want to say this. There's so much bed packing going on in this episode. I
took that note at least 5 times. I was like, are you just trying to upset us?
Sorry, but this
everyone's canceled.
Has been canceled. This entire episode has been canceled.
I tell them to pack their shit and go home, but they do that shit on a bed. So no, leave your shit on that bed. Get the fuck out of town.
The bed packing is offensive. And before I hear arguments from people who are producers being like, well, it's better for the shot because then that way, like, they're standing up. But I don't care. It's fucked up and gross and violent. And we don't need to see shit like that on TV. And it's sending the wrong message to people across the world. So with that aside, Deanna and Greg are fantastic. I wish them the best. They have a very stable relationship. Their first night is a little awkward because they're still getting to know each other. And for her, it's been like 10 years since being in a relationship. Yes, we know. The producers keep making you say that, Deanna.
It's mostly awkward because dude watches her wash her face. Like,
it was
he's
going to
write about it in his diary. Yeah. In detail later that night, yeah. Right before he cuts that skin off her face. It was so unsettling.
A little, you know, like it's one thing if they come out and they're like, you know, wiping their face off like in the doorway like and trying to talk to you. But when they're at a sink and you're leaned in the doorway just watching as if like it's like
so
a
weird
Craigslist ad like you finally had answered and you're like, and I'm just going to stand in the doorway and watch you wash your face. I'm not going to do anything else. Just going to watch. It had very, like, guy who kisses with his eyes wide open, like, makes out with his eyes open vibes, you know?
It was, yeah, it was definitely...
people who just, you know, standing there, making out with your eyes open. That's such a vibe when your eyes are wide open.
You kiss somebody with their eyes open? Do you ever open your eyes for a second to just see if they're doing that shit?
I did when I was, like, 15, and, like, my little high school girlfriend at the time was like, you need to close your eyes. And I was like, oh...
But I'm saying like, you never like open them a little to see if the other person's opening theirs.
Oh, for sure. When you first kissing somebody, you got to do a quick check. Be like, are they an open eye kisser? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And whatever. If that's your deal, like more power to you. For me personally, I like to have the eyes closed. Eyes be closed. Okay. That's not a law. That's just a preference. Okay. And that's where I'll leave that. But yeah, then they have breakfasts as the, you know, the traditional next morning after the wedding breakfast with like your new in-laws. That was so boring. Everyone is just so regular and normal and like caring. And it's like, okay, thanks. Sure. And then more violent bed packing before they go to Antigua.
So violent. And you also know that it's a boring ass segment when the most interesting part is that they have matching swimsuits. Accidentally.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to. That part was like, of course they have the like.
I know.
They had two different things. They're like, what about this color? Like, yep, that too. We look at the same Instagram accounts or some shit or Pinterest, whatever the fuck is going on. But it was fine. It's cute. You're like, of course, great. But sorry, I'm here for trash.
Same. Not enough trash. She's also like, I know she's like playing around and stuff, but when he's like, hey, put your number in my phone. What can I call you? Like shorty, slim. And she's like, no, wifey. And he's like, oh. Okay, well, can I just play around a little bit for a second? But what if I said?
No.
Okay, but.
Wifey.
Baby.
Wifey.
Oh, Dee Dee.
Yeah. That and also little, she has sorry, go on.
And then he's like, oh, what about I put myself in as Big Daddy? And she's like, no.
Okay, fine. Hubs. The Hubs. How's that? Is that okay? Fine. She also did a thing where she had her walls up too when he was asking if like she was smitten or like will be smitten, and she was very, very like smitten. Oh no,
not in that my vocabulary.
Sorry, does not compute. I don't know that word. You might as well be speaking a language I don't know. I don't know what smitten. I know tchotchke. I know shenanigans, blah blah blah. I don't know smitten.
Her examples like, of words were pretty tight though.
Yeah,
I was like, she whipped out tchotchke. She's like, yeah. I'm gonna whip out some Yiddish on you.
There you go. She's around, but she's saying smitten. No. Because I have walls up and I will not allow myself to be vulnerable. Exactly. Okay. Look, it's been 10 years. So just, it's been a while since I said I'm smitten. It's been a while. Oh, damn. That would be wild if like, she's like, hold on, give me this guitar. I got to tell you something, Greg. It's been a while. That would have been cool. You know what? Lifetime or what channel is that on? Is it on Lifetime?
The show?
Normally? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, hit me up. I got ideas on how we can break into songs.
What about when he goes, well, but smitten is in the vocabulary. And she's like, not in Deanna's vocabulary.
Like, okay, fine.
He's like, but I have the Oxford English Dictionary right here. And as smitten. You can very well see, smitten is right here after smite.
No, I don't know that one. Oh, okay. That's fine. Just okay. Anyway. Do you have anything else? They get to Antigua and they're just boring. They're just like decent people. So it's very much they're just communicating.
Decent people there for the right reasons. Fucking do.
I'm sorry, y'all. I don't like it. It needs to be like if that's the case, like their love needs to be uplifting, like Kenny and Armando. Okay? Give me something like that.
If I'm not crying, don't bore me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like a Tercel going. I guess this I just found out the speed limit's 55.
It's 35. Going down a residential. It's 35. I mean 35.
No, it's 20, I think, right? 15? 19?
It's 25.
If they catch you.
On a residential and 35 on a regular.
Someone, I get it.
Is what it is.
Call the police on us. Have our licenses taken away.
Okay, it's been a long time since we've
Joke's
driven.
On you. Since my trafficking charges, I can't drive a car.
Joke's on you. I am not allowed in the city of Los Angeles.
Okay. Who else? Who's next? If we're getting off of them, we have Iris and Keith.
Yeah. Next
Iris
boring.
And Keith. They're again fantastic, sure, but they're a little more interesting because we got the virginity dude. When that scene on their wedding night when they're sitting in the bed or laying in the bed together, and she's like, "Let's tell each other a secret," and he's like, "I don't really have secrets," and he's like, "What about you?" The music got so fucking intense. Like, it felt like some weird Tarantino, like, Inglourious Bastards interrogation scene, like, intensity of her being like, well.
She turns on the fog machine under the bed and it just starts to fucking get, like, really spooky. He's like, what's going on? What's your secret?
Who is this guy in the corner with a manila envelope?
Why are you pulling your face off?
Just peeling it off. And a voice changer? Tom Cruise? What is this? Mission Impossible?
5?
So they get, she says, I'm a virgin. And it's fuck free Fridays all day for me. And that's my secret. That's my truth. He said, like, for real? Oh.
He acted like he didn't know, which was weird.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't he
Well,
just
you
say,
got
like,
to. I mean, or you just,
like,
or you're honest.
Yeah, my mom told me that, and I was like, that's cool.
Or is it, do you want to start off being like a thing that she probably wanted? I mean, I don't know if it's a secret, right? Because if he could put together what the dress meant, then it would be known. So I don't think it's necessarily that bad, but it would be weird to start off her being in a very awkward position and be like, oh yeah, my mom already told me. I'd be like, oh, all right. Like, you know what I mean? Like... So I guess he had to do the
it's
for
weird.
Real. He had to do the Weebay like gif, like oh for real. The fucking, are you a virgin?
I mean, truly though, there's no good reaction because if you fake like you knew, it's weird, and then if you're like, no, I knew, my mom told me, and you're in bed on your honeymoon night, it's all it's
like
weird.
Oh, okay, so you brought your mom up. That's cool.
Let me show you something else my mom likes.
it was interesting when she was kind of like, they're both sort of, it's a sign of like how serious this is or whatever, and she's like, I just wanted, out of respect for like my husband, like to the sanctity of it, but like to keep it like funky, like he is a stranger, in the sense that yes, by legal definitions they might be married, but energetically, relationship wise their relation to each other is that of a new person, a stranger. So is it still the same kind of, I guess maybe that's why you would hesitate on your wedding night to give your virginity away in that capacity versus like someone who had been dating forever and they know they're like so horny on wedding night, like finally. But this is kind of like a different vibe. I don't know. I was kind of thinking of doing a little philosophical exercise. I'm like, is it the same at that point and worth engaging in? If it is, did God mean for you to be on Lifetime
and have Dr. Pepper Schwartz and Pastor Cal pick the first dick. I don't know. Is it ordained from God? I guess if it's Pastor Cal.
I feel like the problem is treating your virginity like something that's like...
Yeah. Like Indiana Jones artifacts.
Yeah, like a precious thing you're like giving away that's like... It's like you waited for 27 years and this is your husband. Mm-hmm. I'd say, you know, probably it if now is not the time, then I don't know when.
Right.
You know, yeah. In terms of like security, this should be secure enough.
Yeah.
Not to say that she has to do it first night out or anything like that. I just mean if I was thinking about, you know what, this is like something that's precious to me. But at the same time, I didn't think of like sexuality and having sex as something precious. I don't know. It's a weird duality. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
Like just the first time is really precious, but then the others aren't or something.
Right.
Or I guess they are, but not as special as the
first
one.
These are things that
I don't know.
We need to go take mushrooms and go to the forest and ponder them by a tranquil stream. Is it still blessed to fuck with the stranger? For the first time.
Just feel like the more it's like fucking as a like is like a renewable resource, you know? The
exactly.
more you fuck, the more fucking there is.
Exactly.
As you know, I am a PhD in fucking, so.
Fantastic. And we all need to know that. Thank you so much for joining us here on this show. The next morning, they have their obligatory breakfast. His parents are very nice, and very kind. Like they seem very easygoing. And then her mom, when she's talking to Keith, she has such public TV access vibes when she is speaking to him. And Keith, when is your birthday? Uh-huh. Thank you
so
much.
She really did sound hilarious.
Thank you, Keith. Okay. So and that is correct. That is my daughter's birthday coming up.
By the way, her birthday is my birthday, November 30th.
Hey, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I'm pretty sad that it's Iris that I share my birthday with.
Why?
It's like, out
you're
of
wearing
the...
yellow right now. So in a way, I don't know if you can really say y'all are the same person. You know, you both lost your virginity at 27.
Out of all the trash people I could have shared a birthday with, let it be someone juicy like Debbie.
But she's not even trash. That's the problem. You're saying Iris is trash?
No, I'm saying in the trash verse, it'd be fun to share a trash birthday with somebody.
Yeah, yeah, you want
not someone who's like a God-fearing virgin woman. That's like like fun.
That's not you. Yeah, you hope it's CIA Debbie.
Yeah, that's what you wish.
Bitch, I fucked so many times. I can't even fucking count, ho. I'm serious. You know what I mean? The way I put, the way I'm just fucking, oh my God, I can't even. Don't get me in my zone. Anyway. It's like, okay, Debbie, Jesus Christ. We're just looking at kitten sweaters at Walmart right now. Yeah, I know. Because I'm about to pussy. You feel me? Okay, Debbie. Thanks. Just buy that one. Fuck. How did you end up being my big sister? Could you imagine? What's that, bitch? You want to fucking go shopping? She's taking people out, giving them life lessons. What? This is for no one. Yes. So when she speaks to, or when he speaks to her parents, the mom is very, yes, you know, that's her tones. Then now let's pass it over to Officer Dad, who's basically like, okay, look, y'all done with this soft ass shit. You ready for the real Inquisition, ho? Like, it was, because you know we got to have the daddy talk, right? He was like, oh, yeah, yeah, gulp. And Officer Chastity Belt really had to fucking, you know, get in his mind. It was just sort of like very...
Don't get him started on his protective blanket of protection.
Oh, my God, that he was crying over.
That's probably what her underwear is made from.
Yeah, I don't even want to know. I kind of wish Keith was a little scummier just to make her dad sweat, because he was like,
He's like, so what are you going to do to make this relationship work? And she, you know, he's very like logical, rational dude, reasonable. He's like, yeah, you know, because I just want to be my best self and be that for her and hopefully evolve together. And, you know, I'm in it for the long haul. Absolutely want to make it work. He's like, okay, good. So I have your promise on that? And he's like, yes, sir. He's like, oh, great. And like really helped him feel better. I kind of wanted Keith to be like, I don't know, man. You know, we'll see. Hopefully she doesn't get my fucking nerves. You know what I mean? And then we'll see. You know, I heard she don't fuck. So we'll see how that go.
I don't know. That's what happened because I was so bored.
I don't know what the return policy is, daddy. But yeah, I guess I'll talk to you. You like your fucking pancakes, bruh? Not that it didn't go that hard, but you know, there's part of me that wished.
You see the inscription on the cake? That yeah, shit right? Says two in the pink, one in the steak. Hey.
Oh my gosh, I can't. Help me, honey. My husband needs to get up from the booth to go scream in the truck. He'll be right back.
Coincidentally, the truck is also where he keeps his gun.
Yeah. I think he's going to make you throat the glizzy when he comes back. What? I'm sorry.
Family's mad confusing. You sound like you're on TV. He's trying to kill me. What's
happening?
He's trying
happening? To kill me. I don't know. Please just let me be. I'm just Keith. And then, yeah, more bed packing. They're in Antigua, whatever, yawn. They'll be fine. They're cute
about-
and patient. And you know what I was going to say about them, right? Iris is like, she was saying he's everything I wanted in a man. Like he's patient and kind, like how I envisioned. And he does seem like, if he is what he's presenting himself to be, like a kind and patient person. I'm like, damn, that's just going to probably work for them. You know, because like that's like a good quality. And I think that's the only thing she knows about right now. So
it seems like for me that we're not getting the full story with him. It's just hard to know what he's like. He seems kind of aloof.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think every dude on this show is like the husband is always slow reveal stuff that we find out over time. Remember that one dude who was like lying all the time a couple seasons ago?
Oh, yes.
Like pathological
liars. Like, I have my own yoga studio. They're like,
what?
The man who's the janitor here?
They're like, we don't know him.
That honestly, shit was not, wild.
This isn't even on some like Mariah J-Lo shit. I don't know him.
And he then they were like, he's like, actually, I never said that. I said that I teach a couple classes there and, you know, and when I don't, I clean up. Don't you remember? That's what I said.
Okay, sir. Anyway, let's just take a break and let's take a deep breath because we got to talk some Mamper coming up after this.
Full 20 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Let's talk Matt and Amber. The big one and the little one together. Big and tiny. Together at last.
Dane and the Pomeranian of couples.
Yes. And you know, Matt, you know, I tend to move very slowly at the beginning of relationships.
I don't know if you noticed my terrible tattoos.
Oh, you know,
only thing that I do move fast.
Oh, you know, my honor, you know, I actually had to grab a screen cap without my honor. Because I had to say, I was like, what the fuck am I looking at, my honor? What the fuck is going on this man's chest, my honor? And my honor, I'm looking at it right now. I don't know if you actually seen it. Here, actually, my honor, I would like to present Exhibit A, my honor. Matt Gwynn's chest sleeve piece tattoo, my honor. If you look above the nipples, they're
loading.
Okay. You could. I'm sorry. I'll let the attachment Exhibit A load, my honor. but underneath or above my nipples, my honor, are three roses, my honor, to represent my sisters, my honor. And then above that are the very generic prayer hands, my honor. Together. Followed by a really shitty diamond.
My honor, there is also a dragon, my honor. I don't know if he's carrying a football or a pumpkin. My honor,
I believe,
but
that is a sparrow, my honor.
But I do know that that dragon is in front of a Hawaiian flower, my yep. honor. And also, there is an eye, like an eye of the pyramid.
No, yeah, you my get honor. It. But that's for the Illuminati, my honor.
Yeah, it's because
that's for the Illuminati, my honor.
My honor is because I'm blessed. And the only way that I could be as blessed as playing basketball in Europe, is if
I South America, my honor.
Is if I actually leased my entire chest to the devil, my honor.
I have all sorts of brand names hidden in the text, my honor. Stars as well, my honor. Very standard fare, my honor. As well as something that looks like it's evoking the former Japanese flag that was the rising sun sort of image, my honor. So
but
it looks
purple,
like a really
my
whack
honor, for a reason.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not sure, my honor. I kind of was inspired by this video game called Yakuza, my honor. And I wanted to look like that, my honor. But I didn't know what any of the words meant, so I just kind of gave it my own flair, my honor. Thank you. Thank you, my honor.
My honor, I would love to see what you have on your other arm, my honor. From here, it does.
Those are
look
laurels,
like-
my honor.
Like
laurels,
yes, for laurels of your basketball victories.
Yes, my honor.
Correct. Yes. Okay.
Thank you, my honor.
You have been sentenced to Castlevania for those tattoos. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much, my honor. Thank you very much, my honor.
So his tattoos are not good, but you know what? Everyone's got. We don't love all. Sometimes we look. Who hasn't fucked up at a tattoo shop before? Okay.
Have you?
Who among us? Nah, just the person I was with. That was a mistake. when I think of the energy that brought me there, I was like, oh, I rode a wave in there. But I love my tattoo. My honor, I stand by my tattoo, my honor.
My honor, what's your tattoo, my honor?
My honor is this Arsenal, my honor. It's the Gunner's Cannon, my honor, and the old school font. From the 90s jerseys before Nike changed the crest, my honor. So that's my tattoo, my honor.
My honor, would you say you are a soccer nerd, my honor?
My honor, I would say I'm a gooner, my honor, and I'm a football fucking fiend, my honor.
So, yes, we look at them. Member, someone we thought was going to bang. Do they bang? Hell no. What the fuck? Because they were, I mean, she was horny.
They were both horny on Maine. What the fuck happened?
Yo, it was the main event. I don't know what happened.
Someone took like a detour from that main avenue.
I don't understand. I think he's not. He wasn't feeling it. He was like, yo, you're doing a lot, Ma. You're doing a lot.
You
like that was his energy. But like trying to be polite.
Low key, what I think it is.
What?
That she did not bring cute PJs.
Yeah, my honor.
It's your fucking wedding night. You're going to wear the same shit you sleep in all the time. Just fucking shorts and a white tank top.
My honor, I mean, while I wasn't asking for anything special, my honor, for her to look like, like wearing the boxers with the tank top.
Yeah.
My honor, wasn't the best choice, my honor, considering I did a lot of push-ups this morning, the last week, my honor, to kind of get my bird chest right, my honor. I felt like it wasn't... reciprocity, my honor. So I would just like to say that's why I also wasn't really feeling it, my honor. And low key, I hate her.
Oh, damn.
He hates her. I'm sorry. He does not like her. It's fucked up. And I see it and it makes me uncomfortable.
I love her eyes.
I love her eyes.
Damn,
like your eyes, Ma. Like when they're not looking at me, or I fuck with that.
I mean, she freaked him out about talking about a baby that she was going to name.
Matt Gwynn the Fifth, my honor. That was also a bit of a.
Real, real a lot. Even for me, I was like, I'm not in this relationship. And I just took a step back from the TV.
You know,
I get it.
On one level, right? You're married. So for some people, like if you're going into this show because
but
you really
married
want to
and
be
babies
married.
Are two different things. Maybe
that's
give it
true.
A hot
that's
second.
True. However, I'm sure you're saying when they interview you, yes, I'm trying to have children off the rip. You know what I mean? Or like, that's not a question. So don't match me with somebody. You know, like they're not going to match you with somebody who's not on the same page as that. So I get to a certain extent. I'm not saying like, you know, do your go off, Amber, but I understand like the excitement of somebody like that who is very wanting to be in a relationship, and then just the floodgates open. But yeah, you gotta kind of ease into it because we're just figuring each other out. But you know, at the same time, I get it. You know, that's what the show is, and that's what we're here for. Ultimately, we want to see this. That is what I want to see. I want to see her be like, when so Matt Gwynn the fifth. Like, that's how I'm gonna get ripped when I'm pushing him out. Your son, the child named after you, and you were named after your dad, who you've not seen in 2 years. Can we talk about that right now on day one or two of our marriage? Right now.
Oh my God, she's adorable and she's a lot. And then the only thing that's maybe as uncomfortable as her bringing up the baby thing mm-hmm. is watching how hard they have to contort their bodies to kiss each other.
Yeah, dude. It looks like a giraffe.
Watching a fucking heron try to feed a chipmunk. Yeah.
The way he...
craning his neck and leaning over and fucking
shit is wild. At a certain point, he's gonna need like a step stool that he attaches to his belt that he can just like she can just step up because he's gonna get older. His neck is not gonna be able to do that.
Yeah, she's gonna have to be on.
I should
stilts.
Invent that.
Why are they not? They're gotta be short girl stilts.
Step stool belts for people who are tall and need other people need to give them kisses, so you don't have to. Wring your neck trying to
it's
get some smooches in.
It's called a shorty step.
Called a shorty step. And, you know, I'm not trying to use shorty in, like, a derogatory sense. It's just, it's the alliteration, you know, and I'm sorry. And I know you're saying it's parallel because sh and s, but it's still s as it looks better on paper.
It looks
nice. And I have the patent, so don't even fuck with me, okay? I've already, you know what? They don't know about me. They don't know that I've already fucking just, where is it? Cha-chinged on that. So he hates her because I'm sorry that he hates her. You can tell because when she makes jokes, he laughs in this way where he's like, yeah, like where he's like, yeah, all right, I can't stand this motherfucker's jokes. Like, it's, I don't know why I get this energy from him. It feels like something.
Do you think he's capable of laughing?
Yeah, if he's like that one time he got really high, probably. But he's also
but not like we've not seen him laugh once yet.
Yeah,
for
Monitor,
real.
You know, honestly, like it takes a lot of energy. Monitor, I'll pass out if I laugh too hard, Monitor. So,
as I said, I don't trust them. He's too tall.
Well, this is the other thing.
And then his friends were like, Matt can play almost any instrument.
Yeah.
I'm what? Like, then we've just seen him play guitar and not even well.
Well, he can't. I mean, technically, he can play any instrument, you know.
Show me, rip it up on the didgeridoo.
What if he's sick on, but he's also like knows how to play like a cajon, so he can do like drum and bass style, like. Dude, and he's just doing all these wild shit. Wow, Matt.
Then
I
he
fuck
comes
with
in with
show.
Like a dope Burning mandolin Man. Solo, and you're like,
what?
I didn't even know.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you didn't know. Fucking hater. Get the fuck out of my concert. Welcome to Zebulon. I'm Matt Gwynn.
I'm going to get a purple heart tattoo. I mean, a purple sun tattooed on my chest for you, Matt.
Shout out to my band, The Fourth Dimension. Matt Gwynn and The Fourth Dimension. Because my name is Matt Gwynn the Fourth. So that's sort of the play, the pun I'm working with. All right. Thanks for explaining your band name, dude. Hey, shut the fuck up there. They hate. I just. I don't know why. It makes me really uncomfortable because I feel like she really likes him, and I don't.
Yeah.
Think he doesn't really like her that much, or it doesn't feel like it.
I don't think he likes anything that much, and I do think he probably likes being a basketball player who is not attached a lot. That seems like something he loves.
Yeah. But is he like really like player? Or is
I
he
think
just like
he's
a
one
weird
of those
dudes
dude. That loves to pretend he's deep, but it's just to get pussy. You know, like when he puts on those
glasses
and he plays
like,
the fucking plays his little acoustic guitar. Fuck that dude. I don't trust him.
You ever heard Wonderwall?
Exactly.
You ever heard Blackbird?
John Mayer's kind of my hero.
Oh fuck. Okay.
That's his whole vibe, you know? He's gross and like she's doing a thing, though, where she's, like, so all about him that I think it can be a real turnoff when you're like, you don't know me.
Right.
Like, we literally just met.
Right. Ooh, yeah. When you're,
I hate that feeling.
When you're puppy in the window.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, like I could have been anyone, I think, right now.
Yeah. Ugh, gross.
Do you like me for me? Or are you just like the idea of me? Tell me.
It's so painful.
Damn, my honor. Can you just, honestly, I'm going to tell you, girl, like, do you love me? Like, is it because of me, girl? Or like, you really have this 4-on-4 team you needed to scout me for?
I mean.
Because I can play the 5 and the 4. I mean, I could play the 3, depending on how, you know, I don't know who else is on the squad, but I'm interested.
She did think, I mean, he did not think that it was funny when she made the joke about how I'm going to win all my family basketball games now because you're on the team. And he was like, oh, yeah.
Maybe that was him. Maybe that was
hilarious. I think that's when he was like, I need to get the fuck out. It was that and the baby thing. And he was like, all right. That's a wrap.
Cool, man. Shut the fuck up. What was that? No, nothing. Nothing. Anyway. Pass the eggs. I'm going to eat with my legs spread wide open on this bed while I eat. Yo, his man spread eating style on the bed was, I thought he was going to fart on his breakfast. It was so odd. That way of being seated. I don't know. I'm like, what?
Clearly, you've never been that tall.
I mean, eat the shit on your lap. Like,
he
can't
was
you
like,
sit?
Where do I throw the shits over my shoulder? Just looking down at his legs, like, confused. He really...
just pack your legs away for breakfast, Matt. Fucking dick.
The only significant thing about the Mamber storyline for this one is the fact that it had been over 2 years since his parents got a divorce.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not like they split yesterday, so you still couldn't tell them that you were getting married and they've been split for over 2 years.
He told them and they said, get the fuck out of here. Don't do that. That's stupid. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to support it. And he's been like, oh, yeah, actually, like, I'm just not telling him. I haven't actually told him about it.
Yeah.
You haven't told him about it.
His deal is.
It's so weird. You haven't told them about it, yet you're very close to your parents enough that the divorce is affecting you, but you wouldn't share something like that with them. But and you're estranged from your father for 2 years, but do you speak to your mom? And if you do, you wouldn't share that with her because of something that happened in the divorce. I'm sorry, Matt, but you're going to have a seat, sir. My name is Detective Gray, and that is Detective Alexandra right there. We just want to ask you a few questions, man.
All right.
Yeah, like, my mom, I just didn't want to tell her anything about it, you know? That's all that was going on.
Hey, are you going to be the good guy, or am I going to be the good guy this time?
Whatever you want, I'll give a fuck.
Okay, I'll be the bad guy.
Okay, go.
Did you think this was?
What do you mean? Like, I just...
You thought you could just not invite your parents to the wedding and it's been over 2.5 years and you're close to them? Did I stutter?
I just
said no, like, they didn't want to know. I didn't. What the fuck is up with you and your parents?
I didn't...
What?
Nothing.
Hold me back, Detective Gray. Hold me back.
No, I'm sorry. You just do whatever the fuck you want, man. This guy doesn't want to fucking talk. Fucking idiot. Hey, you know, this is very difficult.
You're supposed to be the good guy.
I don't give a fuck. Sometimes I'm picking anger now. Sorry, that's why my character's choosing anger at the moment.
We're both the bad guy. How you like that, Matt?
Okay, look, you know, I told them and they said it was a joke and I was going to embarrass the family. And then I had, and obviously it was strike 3 because my tattoos were strike 1 and 2 for the family. And then I did this. So I'm just saying that I didn't tell them because... They don't fuck with me.
That's what the fuck we thought it was.
That's what you wanted to hear, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Can I rap for y'all?
No. Pick up your fake ass glasses and your guitar and get the fuck on up out of here.
You broke them though, detective. Can I get money for
Yeah,
them?
I did. Them shits isn't real. There's literally window glass in here.
Beat it, shithead. Hell yeah, that was dope.
That was tight.
Another one, case closed, my honors.
I love being emotional police.
Why are we high and interrogating people? That's, you know what? That's just the magic of the internet. Shall we talk? You know what? Let's take another break. Because, you know, after that interrogation, you know, I almost had to pull the phone book out. You know, I was going to beat the shit out of him with this phone book.
Yeah, you get so crazy. Know. But, you know, that's what I love about working with you.
I'll beat the shit out of this. Give a fuck. I'd get to the truth. What the fuck happened with your parents' divorce, boy? Okay, we'll be right back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And to wrap things up. Do you think they're going to be the best couple for the, throughout the whole thing? Do you think Matt
Elizabeth
and Amber?
And Jamie?
Yeah.
I think they're going to give us the most. Jamie are going to be the best the whole time.
Yeah.
The most
Matt
fireworks,
and Amber,
for sure.
Most fireworks. I think Matt and Amber are just going to become a bummer. Because, as I say now, it's a little, there's some darkness there. There's deception. There's not truth. She is coming with heart wide open. And he is not feeling it. Like, and he's a shithead, as we found out in the interrogation room right now.
Yeah.
He's lucky we didn't call Agent Debbie from the CIA. He would have, oh my.
She is savage.
She is. You're lucky, Matt, I didn't get Debbie in here. You would have, woo, motherfucker. Oh.
You ain't ready.
So, let's get to Jamie and Elizabeth. She got buck naked right away on their wedding night.
See, that's the whole thing. People were saying, RK1s were like, Sophia, I can't believe you said you like Elizabeth. And I was like, no, I'm saying I can see myself in Elizabeth. It's right. Not a good thing. It's like when I saw myself in Tanya, it's a reckoning.
Yeah,
and
like,
some
huh.
shit to think about. You huh. know what I'm saying?
I'm going to call some people right now.
Yeah, I'm like, when I saw Elizabeth in this, I was like, yep, that's some shit I'd do right away. And then I'd be like, why are you treating me like an object?
What? Because your breasts are out all the time.
Ooh, you just sat on me naked. I'm still wearing my tux.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm not hot now? Okay.
Wow.
I'd like a divorce, my honor.
Oh, you know what? Fuck you, chair. I can't sit on you, chair. Fuck you, chair. Okay, I think you're drunk. This is getting really weird. Oh, fuck you. I'm not an object. You're an object.
Will you make the robe warm for me with your body?
Yeah, sure. Can I do you mind just putting your robe on after? So, yeah, she was just sort of like, I'm more comfortable like this. And I get that, you know. I get, you know, team nakedness. You got to do you.
Yeah, also, but you're taking off your wedding dress, which is hella uncomfortable, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's funny because I feel like half of the episode, or no, probably 3/4 of the episode, they were having to mosaic out her breast, chest
area.
Oh,
yeah, it was awesome.
Like, even in ways that I was like,
just slipping out constantly, even when she wasn't wearing the lingerie. They were
yeah, and I was
like,
what? They're like, she was like, I was like, I'm pretty sure she's wearing a t-shirt, but y'all, okay, I guess they're somehow exposed. They didn't pass standards and practices or legal for the review. But yeah, that her robe kept being like half open all the time.
It was so awesome.
She's a trip. So, but the more than anything, right? I think the weird fucking moment in this episode has to come
from Daddy Dearest.
From old fucking, what's his name? Ronnie. It is, I don't know. Like,
okay, I don't have a dad, but if that was his reaction to my romantic
that's what it
relationships, you can keep it.
Okay.
That shit was wildly inappropriate.
It was very weird. So for when Jamie has his in-law breakfast, he's sitting with her parents. And they start off speaking very like euphemistically about Elizabeth. Like her mom's like, oh, she's so unique.
She's quirky. She's really quirky.
Like, and you'll have to get used to it, you know.
She's a lot.
She will cause you heart problems in a way, but in a fun way.
Have you ever, like, Okay, have you ever like clinically been dead for like 30 seconds, but then you come back to life and you like really appreciate it?
Do you have any NDEs you can remember, near death experiences?
Okay, it's like that.
Being with her is a constant NDE. It's like being in the OA where you're just in that drowning helmet. That's what this is like. But it's so fun. It's so fun. And she's so unique.
It's like if you love feeling like maybe it's hell, but like, LOL, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And she's her own person. Yep. She's her own person. She's her own satanic demon who will kill you person.
She's got the most red hair. So that's mm-hmm. for sure.
So that's going on. Her dad then goes on to basically be like, hey, why don't you change your last name, ho, to Jamie? And Jamie was sort of like, nah, family, that's not happening. Like,
I like the dad, though, for the gumption to just ask that. That's fucking awesome. Float
that. And then even the mom was like, who knows? And then maybe the firstborn can have the last name. Uh-huh. Their last name is Bice, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Ron Bice, okay? Miami Bice. Don't fuck with him. He says no. Very, like, Jamie
My
definitely
favorite
stands
hotel,
his ground.
The Viceroy.
Oh, the Viceroy. Oh, my God. Then Jamie, I think he knows what he's doing, because her dad really came out on some, like, I'm marking this territory. Like, he was like, I got to tell you, man, like, I was really disgusted watching y'all kiss. Like, that was really something I could not really handle.
And for the garter, I had to turn away.
Uh-huh.
And throw up in Beth's mother's lap.
Yeah, and Jamie's
because
like,
she
what?
Will never be the hot daughter.
Okay. All right.
You know what? Did I say that out loud? I meant just that I was...
It's fine, Ron. Just buy me another Birkin bag and I'll forget it.
Okay, as long as you're cool with me wanting to fuck our daughter.
Yep. Me a Birkin bag.
So. Seriously, though, he went to this like Trump school of daughteromics. Like,
yeah,
he's
so possessive. It's very cringy. Jamie again, he has that, he fucking kind of sticks him with the dagger a little bit when she's like, so how are you getting to like Elizabeth? Like her mom's asking. And he's like, oh, you know, it's great. She's so funny. I love her sense of humor. You know, we can just lay there and like not even be doing stuff. And like, you know, it's just like really interesting and how we have fun, you know, without even having to do stuff when we're laying together. And Ronnie's fucking head explodes.
He goes, lay with my daughter. You know, that burns my ears, right?
Good motherfucker. You want to know what her ass tastes like too, ho? Wish Jamie said that shit. Huh? Because you can kiss me right now, ho. We can go there. I gotta go. I'm sorry, but bye, Ron Bice. It was really, he really was acting like it, like that's his boo, like his ex. I can't.
Mm-mm. It was so wrong and not okay. And then Jamie made me laugh so hard when he's like, later, hey, so what does your dad call you? Beth? Okay, I'll call you Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, that's how we're doing
it.
Oh. So we're going to do the opposite of that, just so you know.
That was amazing.
Okay, aside from, again, more bed packing. Ugh.
Shoes on the bed.
Yeah, whatever. There's no respect. Look, the fabric
No one respects indoor-outdoor boundary.
Our entire civilization has
crumbling.
Come rumbling down, and we're just here to witness it and just stand idly by. I guess that's the privilege of our generation of inhabiting the earth in this period of history, I guess. But aside from that, I do want to say when they checked into Antigua, the concierge was just asking like, okay, well, what's the name under the reservation? And Jamie's like, Thompson. And they're like, okay, well, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Thompson. One moment. And Elizabeth is like, wow, that was so cool, like how you took charge. It's like she just asked a question was asked and he responded with the only answer there could have been. It's like they're like, who's the reservation under? He's like, oh, okay, so you don't know who the fuck I am? So let me guess, you either dumb as fuck or you never read a fucking book in your life. Which one is it? Because if you don't know who the fuck I am, that's the only way to explain that shit. Like, I don't know what Elsie would have said.
No, I think she was like, oh my God, they said Mr. and Mrs. Thompson. That's cool. I like that. I think that was what she was vibing on.
But she said how you took charge, though, too. She did like marvel at his sort of
she
perceived.
She said that because
yeah, like masculinity, dominant. It was weird. I mean, I know that was that, too. But there was also like the way you just like, wow.
Who is he?
Who is he? I'm so horny for this guy who's like, girl, you don't even know. We checked in. They were like, what is the name of the reservation under? He's like, Thompson. Sploosh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yo, yo, you know what? Mm-hmm. Later, when they're going to ask me if I want still or sparkling, guess what? I'm going to say still, like, right off.
Oh, my God.
It's gonna, so.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Who's your daddy, girl?
Oh, my God. You still, man. Please say still right off the bat. Please be like, we still. Had our reservation was for 6 minutes ago, asshole. If you don't do something about it, I'm going to kill you. Would you say that, honey?
Yo, Elizabeth.
Like
Elizabeth.
My dad does? Huh?
Elizabeth.
Huh?
Yo.
Huh?
Earlier,
yeah,
that guy right there uh-huh. asked me what the date was,
uh-huh,
and I was straight up like, December 1st. I know, I did it by myself, so I didn't even crap my pants.
What the fuck is? What are we doing right now? Sound like I'm weeping. That's Elizabeth coming. Okay, for the record.
Oh my know. God.
Are we sick?
Yeah.
Do you think Elizabeth will do the show? Will her dad do the show, more importantly?
Ron Bice?
Ron Bice? We should prank call Ron Bice.
Well, what were we going to say?
Say, like, we're like just string him along for like a huge like, deal. Huge deal. Oh, we're going to do business.
No, what if we're calling and we're calling from between Elizabeth's titties? So mad.
Oh, you want to get it like Bart when he calls Mo? Just like
full-on
wind up?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hello, this is blah, blah, blah communications. Yeah, yes, I'd like to speak to Mr. Ronnie Bice. Oh, and who's calling? Jeff Bezos. Oh, okay. One moment. Ron, it's Jeff Bezos. Are you fucking serious? Yeah, send him through. Send him through. Fuck. Okay, it's Jeff Bezos. Calm down, Ron Bice. You got this. You got this. You've done this before. Just close this deal. Hey, how you doing? This is Ron Bice. Is this Bezos?
Actually, this is Miles Gray and Sophie Alexandra.
Oh,
and we just want to let you know we're calling because we're with your daughter Beth right now. Your lovely daughter Beth, and one of us is insider from the back.
Okay, you know what?
And another
you motherfuckers,
one is
if you call
inside.
Here again, I swear to God, you
from
Sophia,
the front, and it feels
I'll
so
kill
good.
Y'all.
And I'm like, oh my God, Beth, oh my God.
God,
and Miles is like, yeah.
Why won't I
Beth.
Hang up?
Yeah.
Why can't I hang up when y'all are describing this? Why will I never hang up when you're describing this? Why can I never hang up the phone? Why will I always stay on? Why will I always stay on? Yeah, you idiot. You want to find out how she tastes? You idiot. Coming to get it. You idiot. Yeah. Wow, Elizabeth. Give me the yeeks. Okay. So that's a whole new album we're going to do. Ron. 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 Oh, my God. Ron Bice. Shout out to you, Ronnie. Big fan of the show, I hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big, big fan of the show. We're a big, big fan of him and T.I.'s parenting. So we're just big fans of y'all. Please come on the show. Please come
just
on, you absolute cavemen.
Just the entitlement to y'all's daughter's vaginas that you have.
Wow. Wow, wow,
wild.
Wow, wow. Ooh, wow, 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 wow. Okay. With that, wow, wow. Get busy, child. I guess I didn't know.
I guess I didn't know.
I guess I didn't know. Man, that's for the old heads right there. Get busy, child. Oh, wow, wow. I guess I didn't know.
I guess I didn't know. Oh, that was my remix. Remix. Like,
yep.
That?
There you go. Okay. You know what? Honestly, I'm pretty sure when you run that through, yep, it's a remix okay. bonus. Remix, refix. That's a Lee Scratch Perry bonus, who's, I think, known as the father of the remix. Just for people who don't know their dub.
I'm a big fan of Lee Scratch Perry. I have several of his vinyl records.
Oh, wow. Inspector Gadget. Shout out to Lee Scratch Perry.
I was
doing Adam voice. Oh. Adam, I have a few of his long play records on vinyl.
Records?
Have you seen Lee Scratch Perry's like always doing festivals and stuff, and his energy level is getting lower and lower every time I see him. I'm like, bro,
but the fact that he wants to like go out doing is really dope.
Yeah. Shout out to, you know what? Shout out to Lee Scratch Perry. There it is. Okay. With that, that was this episode. Well, I think we'll keep coming back to this well and drink from it because it's got some good stuff in there.
Glug, 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 glug.
I guess what happens when like Ronnie is gone, you know, because we're going to have to say bye to the parents for a while. That's
usually
what happens.
Yeah, I'm okay with that because I think Elizabeth and Jamie are going to have a lot of fireworks. This is going to be definitely like a hot off and on kind of vibe.
Who's going to be the first to curse at the other one?
Ooh,
oh, she's going to probably curse at him right away. I'm trying to think, what's a harder one to predict between the two of them, like in terms of who's going to cross what specific line?
I bet you he'll do the walk away, which she's not going to like. The thing where he just leaves.
Who's going to say, well, then maybe we shouldn't be together first?
Oh, he's going to say it to her.
I think she's going to say it to him.
Mm,
okay. Because in a way, evoking that, like, we're kind of reveals your subconscious a bit. And I feel like she would be quicker to say that or just to play games like that. Because, you know, some people say that shit. You know, you date somebody who's just playing fucking games. Mm-hmm. And they want to pump fake, like, they're the breakup, the pump break fake out. Fuck no. And they say shit like that. Oh, man, I remember being young and getting manipulated to kingdom come with that line.
I remember manipulating to kingdom come. Just kidding.
Exactly, right? Oh, man, who didn't, though? You know, we all deal in a little emotional blackmail when we're fucking not fully considered human beings. Anyway, that's a long way of saying that's been this week's episode. With that, you know, catch us everywhere on Twitch at www.twitch.tv/420dayfiance, on Twitter and Instagram at 420dayfiance. If you've listened this far, you notice I switched up the order right there. Maybe because I'm just on one, you know, okay? Cue the Drake. And let's see. 420 Day Fiance is a production of iHeartRadio. So for more podcasts, get the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave them reviews, subscribe, tell your friends and family. I'm looking through some of these DMs Sophia was telling me about. We're so litty and hilarious. I'm just enjoying them right now, and I will look at the thank you so much, K1s. Y'all are so
dope. Us laugh all the time, yeah. And props.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, man, go up against anybody. Who's funny? Who got these funny jokes? And just, you know, good information about spreads and, you know, bovine livestock prices and things like that. Really good, really good spread.
A lot of really good information. And not just that, but some killer memes.
Mm. Mm.
Blessed with the memes. Thank you.
With that, I've been Sophia Alexander. Check me out on Twitter and Instagram at TheSophia, SOFIYA. That's where you follow me. Also, my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with my co-host, Courtney Kosak, and my comedy album, Father's Day. Check it out. But it's not as creepy as Ronnie Bice.
And I've been Miles Gray. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And you can listen to me on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, every day with Jack O'Brien and dope fucking guests.
DFGs, exactly. All right, well, we're going to just a couple of BFGs, big fucking giants, who are about to just stomp on out of here into the hills where we smoke on the biggest weeds you've ever seen. Till then, love y'all, K1s. Bye. Day fiance. Yeah.